It's the After the Show podcast, precious.
We don't care. We're about to swear on the air. It's the After the Show, so tune in if you dare. KVJ, get risque every single day. It's uncensored. We can say what we want to say.
Here you go. It's the After the Show podcast. What's up, everybody? Still doing it. Here we go. Bonus time.
Hell yeah, we're still doing it.
That's right.
We'll do it all day long.
That's right. A little extra KVJ content for you, plus a lot of your comments where you get to really sound off. Anything that you want us to address, we'll do it here. That's what this time is all about. So there you go. Mail at kvjshow.com is where you can send in the emails. Stephanie would like a little discussion about her work and situation. Here's what she has to say. She said, and listen, you guys, since it was just Kevin or Virginia back in 99. Anyway, I work in a convenience store in Delray 6 days a week from 6 a.m. to about 4 or 5 p.m. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful that I have a job, but it's really hard when you have the mindset like Virginia in scenarios like this one that we are currently living in. I want to be home and not around people, but my job prevents me from doing that. What's even worse is that I am growing increasingly irritated with people for the simplest things. We have a sign up that says no mask, no service, but everyone conveniently forgets their mask at home and still wants service. And the people who keep asking me, how are you? Are you well? Be happy you have a job. Okay, seriously, just stop asking these things. Yes, I have a job and I'm grateful. Yes, I'm well and not sick. And to be honest, I'm not okay because I believe that we should shut down completely and stay home. There shouldn't be essential or non-essential jobs. Everybody's essential. So we should just all stay home. So there you go.
You're human. You're just going through it.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're also burned out a little bit.
Sure.
And I get it.
I would be asking my employer, though. I mean, Publix put up all those plexiglass little walls.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, nobody can breathe on you. If I was you, I would just say, hey, please, can we build a plexiglass wall where I don't have to have anybody breathing on me? Because these yahoos keep trying to come in here with no mask, even though there's a sign that says no mask.
Which got a good point. A lot of places do have that plexiglass wall now.
Yeah, I mean, now is the perfect time to put it in.
Yeah.
What more has to happen in the world to make you realize, okay, now's a good time for a plexiglass wall? I'd like to personally build one around my whole entire head.
I kind of don't. I mean, it might be something we keep for the future, these plexiglass walls.
They might. Yeah. I mean, it will be interesting to see what life is going to look like as we ramp out of this. And, you know, biggest thing is the timetable. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm trying to read and watch as much as I can from all different sides on this to try to understand this. But yeah, going into this, I knew nothing about immunity and disease and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I always talked about my immune system and tried to keep that thing in check just so I wouldn't get your regular diseases. But yeah, all this kind of stuff, I think, is new for a lot of people. And so I'm learning, trying to figure it out. Every day you hear, you know, something else that might drop into my brain. And I really don't have a strong opinion on it, to be honest with you. But I just, you know, there's always something that kind of like, okay, that's interesting. I feel like I learned a little bit more, or there's a different way to look at it that I haven't thought of before.
I'm just so sick of seeing them, that one shot of what the virus looks like under a microscope.
The white ball with the red thing sticking out of it.
I'm so fucking sick of that picture.
Yeah, I know. And that's not going to be going away anytime soon.
It's an emoji now, but it's green.
Is it an emoji? Is it really?
There's an emoji for that.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
Are there no emojis? When are they going to get a Bigfoot emoji?
Yeah, they
why
should
why
have.
Why the shit would you not have a Bigfoot emoji?
They got the virus one real quick.
Do they really?
That's quick.
Why don't they have a Bigfoot one?
I did not even know that.
Dang, that's cold.
I did not know that they had the virus one. That's weird. All that kind of came out quick.
That's an iPhone thing?
Yeah, I think we've had it.
Really?
So let me find it. I saw it the other day.
Okay.
If you go by, you know what? I think it's by like the needle with the blood coming out of it.
The fun section.
Yes. It's by the needle section. With the blood. It's under there.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to send it to... Well, I sent it to somebody else by accident. Yeah, I wanted to send it to you, but I sent it to somebody else.
So I guess they could have been around. I mean, this isn't the first time we've had a virus, so they probably made a virus emoji, and I never noticed it.
I think it's been here for a while.
Has it? Okay, it's not new because of the coronavirus?
They do got Alien.
Yeah.
They got Alien on there, which is pretty awesome. We're living in an emoji world, my friends.
I love them because it makes it easier if I have to text somebody something, but I don't have the time to type out, I'm so sorry about that. I love you. I can just put a sad face and a heart.
I think you need to start putting emojis on certain things because sometimes it sounds like I'm being a dick and I'm just kidding around. But when you type something out as a joke, sarcasm goes out the window, man. I do that sometimes with people that listen to the program and I think I'm just like having a funny quip. I'm like, oh shit, that I sound like a dick. I need to put like a little heart or a fucking unicorn, something peaceful.
Yeah, it's there. Just type in the little virus and it'll pop up for you. You can go and check that out. That's pretty cool. I got a text from JoJo in Miami. Said, I work for a dental office. Just wanted to let you know to call the office first to see if they're deciding to do elective procedures. People seem to forget that although we're not in a hospital setting, we do many procedures that produce a lot of aerosols, making us more at risk since we are just inches away from patients' faces. Yeah, I mean, they're spraying that water on the teeth and that's flying up. We are a direct hit. We have been screening patients, but people can't be 100% sure or honest. We've been working emergencies only, but it takes a huge amount of time to disinfect so that we are safe and the next patient is safe as well. Hope this helps.
Yeah, I mean, dental, that's in your mouth. That's like...
Yeah.
I wonder how many times, you know, when they do the flossing stuff and it's like... I wonder if they floss stuff and they get someone that has got really bad stuff in their teeth, if it flies up and like lands in their...
They say when you're getting your teeth cleaned to keep your eyes closed.
The doctors too?
Especially
when drilling teeth, keep your eyes closed.
I read a story about somebody who had a funky piece of bacteria that they were getting out at the dental office for a deep cleaning. The funky piece of bacteria went in their eye, caused an infection, and all kinds of drama.
Oh, that is gnarly.
Yeah, my dentist, the whatever they call the techs, they started wearing the full face shields even before we even heard coronavirus. Last time I went, yeah, they have like the shield that covers the full face.
As they should. Yeah. I mean, they're picking out gross, decayed, rotten food that is in between your teeth. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. They got to see such just the worst shit in there.
They've got to have seen it all.
I don't like when someone's working on my teeth and they're really attractive. I'm like, can we get someone ugly in here? it's too much, man.
It's an interesting request.
Yeah, I want my medical people to not
be gross.
Just not to be a chick. Because I'm gross. Like, if you're going to see my balls, I want you to be gross.
Birds of a feather.
Allison, with a little bit of info, we'd heard about people trying to bring in food trucks to their neighborhood. It caused a fight in Parkland on the Next Door app. But Allison said, yeah, Kona Ice doesn't charge for coming out, but you do have to request them. Our neighborhood in Boynton Beach is having them Saturday. Chick-fil-A is coming out today. Bole is also doing pop-ups in neighborhoods by request. So that's kind of fascinating. These restaurants or food trucks are doing that. You can call and get them to come to your neighborhood, and they assume they're going to get a lot of business right then and there.
So I wonder if they get is there a loophole for somebody that is an established actual restaurant that you're able to go to a neighborhood and there's. Because I've always heard that when it comes to food trucks, there are so many laws and regulations, and you get shut down so easily. Just rolling up into a neighborhood and cooking food seems like you would get that shut down really quick.
Well, it feels like, okay, you may have the proper permits for the truck. Like, you have all the permits from, like, the food safety and all that so that your truck can be operational. But you also need a permit for wherever you go. I don't think you're allowed to just renegade post up, right?
That's what I'm talking about. I heard you cannot do that.
But it's Crohn's, man.
I think people are renegading it.
If you renegade, just pull up into somebody's neighborhood and you serve food or whatever for an hour and then you leave and the cops don't come, did you break any laws? Can you get in trouble?
Just the idea of walking out of my place, and then in the parking lot, there's a fucking grilled cheese truck or whatever.
It's pretty amazing.
Whatever
yeah.
truck is your desire.
Yeah.
But yes.
You're wearing a grilled cheese shirt. You know that?
I'm a grilled cheese.
Always, yeah.
Grilled cheese diva. Don't you fuck up my grilled cheese.
Oddly topical.
It's grilled cheese. Pizza's number one.
Pizza number one, grilled cheese number two. For me, and I think quickly going up that chart are pierogies. I made pierogies last night. Mama, I put that extra virgin oil on them. Real good.
Extra virgin olive oil.
Olive oil.
You don't have oil of a virgin. You can't leave out the word olive.
I always do that.
Did you eat a Girl Scout right after that?
Extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, for dessert.
Not extra virgin oil.
Oh,
you're not milking virgins.
Oh, gosh. That is an awful thing you just said. That's terrible.
That is tough.
That's tough to hear.
Yeah. Quick heads up, too. Taco Bell's giving out free tacos again today.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just got to drive through and tell them you love the KVJ show.
Yes.
They know what they're doing. Because if I'm there, I'm going to get more than just one free taco.
Yes.
It's a buy one, get get one.
Yeah, because you're
smart.
The percentage of people just going for one taco, they're at least going to buy a drink or something else at minimum.
I'm a big fan of their quesadilla. The Taco Bell quesadilla is not bad.
I do like their quesadilla. I do. They put a sauce in there, and I don't think it's the mild.
It's got a little kick.
It's got a little bit of a kick. I don't think it's the mild sauce.
I gave it to Rocco. I didn't know it had a kick to it. He got pissed.
And maybe it is the mild sauce mixed with their cheese, but whatever that is, it's got a different.
It's got a kick.
It's good, though.
I love it, but don't give it to a toddler with their little sensitive tongue. They'll get mad at you.
Here's little pizza porn for you, Jay Bird. Chelsea sent that in.
Yes.
What is on that? Is that
It looks like mozzarella sticks with baby pepperonis and it looks like a...
That's garlic knots on the ends.
That's a garlic knot crust. That's a very impressive pizza.
Oh.
That is a very... I wonder where that's from.
Did she make that?
I don't think so, because there's a pizza box. A pizza box looks like from a place.
Where did that come from?
Chelsea sent it.
The baby pepperonis.
She didn't say where, though.
Chelsea, you got to tell the pizza bird where you got that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I am so hungry. Oh, I'm so hungry. It's funny. We were bitching about the vending machine. There was new snacks in the vending machine today.
What did
they add to it?
They added a...
Anything you'd mention?
Yeah. They added a one of the different Doritos.
We asked about Doritos yesterday.
I know, and they were new, but they were stale. Stale AF, actually.
What was the expiration date?
They only had 1 month left, so they were an older edition.
Interesting.
But look,
in these times, we'll take stale Doritos over no Doritos at all.
But I do want to report the facts, though.
You're a journalist.
I have an obligation.
Yeah.
Got a question from Lisa. Said, hey, is there a keto plan that you're following? Has it affected your cholesterol? I've gone off it and wanting to get back on. Are you still having food delivery? Yeah, I'm not overthinking it. I'd read an article. Somebody's like, oh, if you're tracking your carbs, I'm not tracking carbs and all that. I do the keto menu from Fit Food Fresh. They're a delivery place in Delray Boca, and they have a keto menu. And the meals show up, and that's pretty much what I eat. I'm just under the concept of trying to avoid carbs and sugars, but the starchy carbs. You know, you get carbs and broccolis and things like that, but it's like, you know, the breads.
The quesadillas from Taco Bell.
Yeah, those kind of things. So those kind of carbs, I know, without a doubt, and the sugars. So that's really it.
I mean, you're totally going different ways.
I know we are, yeah.
We're just going different. Carbs and sugars, all I've eaten in the quarantine.
Yes. Yeah, we have different diets. So that's pretty much it, but that way it's easy for me, and I kind of get it.
That pizza, there's no way I'm not doing pizza today. That was a great, that was good food porn, Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea, you got to tell us where you got that from.
Yeah, that's a good part two for tomorrow.
Elena has got a piece of advice. You wanted some onion help. I hear you're having a lot of troubles with the onions and the strong flavor. So my husband is from Chile, and he has a trick he does with onions. Whenever he makes empanadas or a salsa with onions, he peels away the skin first, and then he puts the onion under the faucet and scrubs the onion under the water with his hands, and that helps to get rid of that strong, bully flavor. I barely taste the onion flavor in the food. I hope that helps you.
Interesting. I like it. I'll tell you who's got the only place I could eat raw onions from, and I don't know what they do to them, but McDonald's diced onions on their cheeseburgers. They're sweet. They're not regular onions.
Yeah, they feel like they're like tame, like they're baby onions that haven't developed into a full, robust flavor.
And they're just sweet.
Yeah.
And you want, like, I love that. I fucking hate onions.
Nothing is better than a McDonald's cheeseburger with extra onions.
Now, on their cheeseburgers, I feel like that's a different onion than on their quarter pounder. Quarter pounder, thick, long.
I think you're right.
I feel like I'm right.
I feel like you're right, too. It's the cheeseburger onion I like. The
yes.
Thin, diced, tiny babies. Ask for extra onions. It'll make you happy.
Okay.
Yeah, people loving you extra shit on stuff. They don't, by the way.
Got some thoughts on some programming stuff. If you're looking around for some TV. Michael said, huge fan, love the show. Was wondering, after the Operation Odessa, was there any revenge on any of those guys that are all out of prison and on a show bragging about the people they burned, more than likely ratted on and threw under the bus to stay out of jail? There are folks in America, Americans, that have done more time for marijuana possession. Yeah, there's one guy that is in Operation Odessa, had to do with Russian mob cartel in Miami, and the Colombian, I think it was the Cali cartel, was trying to buy a Russian sub. So that's the connection of a Russian guy that owned a strip club called Porky's from like the 80s or 90s in Miami, and that's what it is. It's on Netflix. You can watch it.
It was good.
But yeah, I wondered that, and there is one guy that does burn the cartel in this whole thing, and he's still alive to tell about it, and he's like, you know what? All the guys that I screwed over are all dead, so.
That's a relaxing feeling.
That is.
Yeah.
You're like, ah.
But do you ever have to wonder about their loved ones
their
coming
kids.
Back?
Yes.
He's still on the lam. He still has a low profile, because he's running from the U.S. government, too, so he's wanted by everybody.
Okay.
So, and I think they still, just to make a point, if they could, would kill him.
Yeah, because imagine if somebody killed your dad when you were young and you had a chance to settle the score if you could as an adult.
I'd do it.
I'm not a violent person, but if it was one of my close loved ones and they died in a horrific manner like that, I don't know if I had a chance to take that person out and I thought I could get away with it. I think I'd probably still have guilt. But I think I'd have to do it.
I'd be filled with revenge. I would plot it. I would plan it. And then I would execute it and make sure there was no way of getting caught.
For a loved one that's in your tight.
Yeah.
You killed
my dad?
Yeah, I just don't know how it would go. I may not, but I just don't know.
Yeah, these cartels, they operate differently. You do anything a little sideways, it's all about respect. They can't let other people think that they're getting soft, because then they'll lose their standing. You know, in the drug world, so they have to kill everybody that does anything that might be a little bit slippery. And the thing about this guy, all the money he stole from the cartel, he spent. So he's just running now and doesn't have any of the money to show for, which kind of goes to show you that it may have been fun for a while, but now the rest of your life, you are always going to be looking over your shoulder.
Oh, that's how some of the old school mafia guys were, you know. The up in New York, and
yeah,
I mean,
that's why,
dude.
I love it as a movie or a TV show, but I couldn't even imagine living that way. You never have peace.
Well, every knock on your door, every time you hear a bird fly, like you think it's all someone's trying to fucking murder you.
Yeah, I'm one of those people, like, I've got termites. All I can think about is termites. I can't imagine if I had people trying to kill me or lock me up for life, how stressed I would be.
And I mean, even if you think you got out of the game and away from that lifestyle, and maybe you even moved out of the country, do you still, 30 years later, wonder if every time you turn the car on, it might blow up? Or is that so The Sopranos and Goodfellas? It's so movie.
No, I think it's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
You'd worry every day.
You look at the bodies that stack up. If you watch the real documentaries on the drug game, the cartels, the mobs, all that stuff. No, I mean, they've got the bodies to show it. It's not a myth, or it's not whatever. They kill people a lot.
Yeah, I know that the drug stuff is like that, for sure.
Yeah.
Drugs seems like they don't give a shit if anyone's watching when they kill people.
Mafia, too. I don't think mafia kills as much as cartel. cartel is seems a lot more violent, a lot more death.
And it seems like it's a lot more public and not as plain. Like those cocaine cowboy stories.
Yeah, well, it's a message. I mean, that's what it is. That's how they keep everybody in step. And they don't have people trying to run on their territories. They're like, okay, we publicly are going to kill you. It's kind of like, you know, in Juarez, where my wife's family is from. That's where they take the decapitated bodies and they throw them over the inner pass and they're hanging so that, you know, everybody gets to see.
That's pretty intense move.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting ride to school, isn't it?
But any of that stuff where it's kind of unfinished business, where you're in a dangerous situation and then years go by, you just never know.
Never know.
Or someone stalking you that tried to
murder you. Are you ever really out?
Tried to murder you, and they never catch the person. Do you wonder if they're going to come back years later to finish the job?
Well, a lot of these people have, you know, grudges because you've probably killed somebody who has a son somewhere that is always, like you had said, you killed my dad, and even though you're trying to get away from your life in the cartel, you still killed my dad once upon a time.
Right.
So I'm going to, some kids would be like, I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to hunt you down and find you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it goes, man. That's why it's crazy.
You turn into a bounty hunter, Virginia.
I think I would.
Mm-hmm.
If someone had killed your dad at age 8, do you think you would try to find the murderer like that and take him out?
When I got older, not at age 8.
Not at age 8. You would for your dad?
I probably would.
Definitely for your mom.
Definitely for my mom. I think definitely for my dad. I think anybody in my immediate family, I become a psycho.
Ralston gets murdered. We don't know who it is. I think we did. That's our number one goal. We never rest until we find them.
Oh, we definitely find them.
I don't know, man. That would be our mission. We'd hope.
Okay.
Oh, I pledge you that. If you get murdered and it's unsolved, that's all priority one.
I'd feel pretty good for that guy.
What a dick.
He's just safe and sound.
Safe and sound. You'll be fine.
Live out your days, murderer.
You got away with
live them
full
out.
Stress.
Got no away stress. With
congratulations, chalk one up. You're good.
Breathe easy.
Yep.
Walk freely.
But I'm still gonna try.
I know. Megan in the YouTube chat room. She said, "I dated a guy. His mom was killed by the cocaine cowboys. He was from Hialeah."
Damn.
I know, crazy. That's why, to me, it just kind of blows my mind when you watch some of those, because you're like, oh, I know that place, or I've been there, or I know that person, or, you know, somebody who knew them. It's crazy.
Well, imagine trying to break up with someone like that, that's in that, like, they don't hear no. I want to see other people. I don't think you can.
Horrifying.
Well, I don't know. You know, on that I kind of wonder, because the drug business they take seriously, but if you had somebody where it's like they don't want attention either. So at the same time, it's kind of like, don't be an idiot about that. You know, we don't want to get so if you're going to do something weird with a girlfriend, or you're going to have a domestic case and the cops are going to now start sniffing around, it's not worth it for that. That seems to be the thread a lot of times that happens in mafia specials, where they're like, you will get in trouble if you're it's usually the young, hot-headed mafia guy.
Don't be stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now they do something, they stole a car, whatever, and now the cops are sniffing around, and they're like, dumbass, like, what are you doing? And we don't want unwanted attention.
Yeah, then in Goodfellas, you remember the part where they're talking, and he's got the girlfriend, and Ray Liotta's with the girlfriend, he's thinking about leaving his wife, and like, you can't leave your wife, Harry, or Henry. You can't leave her. You can't do that. It's stupid. Too much attention. Just like you're talking about.
Yeah,
you guys don't remember that part.
I never saw it.
Terrible fucking story, Bird.
Hey, you brought up your termites. How are your termites?
No change. You know, we're kind of going through, trying to figure out what we're going to do with it. You know, right now, I went home. I talked to the queen yesterday about it, because somebody said, oh, you know what? You don't have to even tent your houses anymore. And, you know, you can do the whatever. Because I do even remember the Hewlett commercials talk about that. But the only thing she had told me was, I think you can do it without the tanning. It is like a $900 fee, but that one's not necessarily guaranteed. They're like,
yeah,
that's kind of going half in. And you may do it. And apparently the guy that came by said, you guys have a lot of wood, especially in this room. And so tenting is like $1,800, almost like double, something like that. But what could happen? You could spend the $900. He said, we could do that for
$900. And then you still have a few termites.
And then if you still have termites, then we got to come in and tent it. So you just gave us $900. You didn't need to. And now we're going to do what we were going to do originally.
Yeah, you gotta get the guarantee, and you gotta just have them blast it.
So that's what she had said yesterday. That's why we're looking at the 3-day tent job, where it's like there's no doubt. I guess that's guaranteed that, you know. So that's where we were with that. I don't know a lot about it. First time I've ever had to deal with termites, so I'm learning.
I don't know anything about termites, but I just did a project where I helped somebody with bed bugs, and I would recommend getting several quotes from several different companies because the price disparity was pretty big. Like, mm-hmm. from one company to the next, I don't know, you know, maybe they're wheeling and dealing right now during the quarantine.
I don't know much about termites, but I have been dealing with a bee problem for a while. And
oh, you got those bees I sent?
I know they're not from you.
Bees.com. You can ship a nest.
Just a hive. Or just hang it wherever you want.
I know you're joking, but I
wish I wasn't.
I
what a great prank.
I think someone's trying to kill me with bees. I think someone's trying to murder me.
You think somebody really did send you bees.com?
I haven't even talked to you, both of you, off the side of the radio. There's certain things I cannot talk to you on the air about some bullshit. What? Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you? A little jumpy?
Jumpy there bitch!
The building manager was outside.
He thinks some hitman. You would think he's in the cartel.
There are just some things
you want to know how drug underlords feel? It's you.
Yes.
There's some things I got to tell you guys off of the air that's been going on that I can't talk about on the air.
Like what?
Someone's trying to kill you with bees?
No, there's just some weird shit going on with just... See, that there was somebody out there, just so you know. I'm not crazy.
There is a dude on the balcony.
Yeah.
I thought we're not allowed on the balcony. Mm. Who's that dude?
That's the building manager.
Yeah, he's doing some measuring.
That guy hates us.
I don't know. There's some peace.
Could
that's
be a new day.
He likes Denny's.
I know that. Everybody likes Denny's.
And he waved and smiled at me the other day.
What?
Which that's never happened.
Waved and smiled?
Right.
Yes. I said good morning.
This new quarantine era we're all in.
I don't want no enemies. You want to keep this feud going. You see Rob Schneider every time you see the building manager. And don't say you don't.
Oh, my gosh. If they joined forces, that'd be rough.
You got to let it go.
Engineer Keith got a suggestion. I think Denny's and Jaybird would enjoy Midnight Gospel on Netflix, especially if they toke up first.
Midnight Express.
Midnight Gospel.
Oh, Midnight Express.
What?
Sorry, man. My mind's wandering right now.
He thinks there's snipers sneaking up on him.
He thinks there's bees coming to get him.
Oh, my gosh. Sniper bees.
You are a jumpy bitch.
He really is.
And there's reasons why to be jumpy.
Dang.
There is?
Yes, there
you,
is.
You dealing some cocaine on the side?
No. No way.
I'd be the worst. Why are people wanting to kill you?
I'd be the worst drug dealer ever.
Let me see here. Got an email from Molly from Port St. Lucie. Said, if you need a show to watch, I got a good one, unless somebody's already mentioned before. It's called Dark, a really suck you in kind of show. Two kids that go missing, and there's a power plant, sneaky things happening, and time plays a very big part.
Dark?
Many twists. The only negative is it's in German, so you need to watch either subtitles or listen to it dubbed. We did it with subtitles, and it wasn't bad. There's only two seasons out right now, but I think the third season is coming out soon. It's on Netflix.
Are you able to watch dubbed movies?
I watched that Money Heist, and that's getting a lot of push. I think it's huge. It's a show from Spain. I kept trying to find it. I just wanted to see it in Spanish, and it was overdubbed. And there are parts of it. I think it made it feel a little bit more hokey to me. And I still enjoy the first season, and then the Mexican Queen is like, it gets kind of dumb in season two. I think they have like four or five seasons now. And I've seen where they're going with the plot. It looks like in season four or something like that. I'm like, that's stupid. Like, I can't do that. And a lot of people are talking about right now, but, watch Money Heist. I'm like, I have to feel good after one season.
Jumped on that second season of Ozark. I'm not loving it, Virginia. I'm trying to get to that third season.
Yeah.
You're telling me it's awesome and everyone and their mother's telling me
if you're
me
not,
it's
if two is that brutal for you, then I would just get out
it's
of it.
It's not that it's brutal. I loved season one that much.
Yeah.
That I thought season two fell off. A good amount.
Yeah, you may just be over it. Sometimes that happens. You're just over a show, and
they don't bring it sometimes.
But what I'm,
or you just have like I've seen enough of this.
But I've heard a lot of people who did not like season two is in love with season three. It's kick ass balls to the wall. It's different than season two, is it not?
It's good. Yeah, I mean, it's great. Yeah, season two was a little bit slower for me. It's the worst of the three. And I have not heard anybody who likes the show. And there are people, obviously, you'll find who don't like it. But people who like Ozark, the show, I even know talking to one person who's like, yeah, season three wasn't that great.
Huh.
Yeah, so everybody that I know who was like, if they love season one, they've loved season three. So far. But yeah, I mean, I do. There are some shows where it's like, there wasn't necessarily anything wrong with the show. I think it was me. It's not you, it's me. You know, I just was like, I'm just kind of over this kind of content. I don't feel like watching this anymore.
Well, too, for me, if I really love a character, especially in a TV series, and that's kind of the reason why I'm tuning in, and that character's no longer around, it kind of, I mean, that's what happened with me with The Office. That's kind of what, I don't want to give too many spoilers out for, all right, shut up, Jason. I'm going to give it away. I don't want to get, yeah, never mind. Because in case you want to watch it, people want to watch it. I almost said something.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay. But don't say anything.
Yes.
Got Delaware Ted. He said, if you guys haven't already, you need to check out Bad Bloods on Netflix. Yeah, heard about that. It's Montreal Mafia. So I've heard good things about that. That's already on my list of things to check. So you know me. Love them mob cartel stuff. Somebody said, Kev, did you see the recent article about the couple quarantining in Mexico with New York plates got gunned down? I did see that. What was that all about?
She's from Mexico, and he wasn't, and they thought they would go down there and quarantine and be safer. And they were just driving along in a Jeep, and they got sprayed with bullets, both of them killed.
Nothing to do in the drug game? They just wrong place, wrong time?
Wrong place, wrong time, it sounds like.
Yeah, it just, parts of Mexico, it just feels too lawless.
I mean, come on. That's the same thing that happened to that family that was caravanning with all the mothers and the children, and they got gunned down, and what the hell?
Do we have anywhere in the U.S. that's lawless like that? I mean, I always hear terrible stories about Chicago, but I don't know if that's media-driven or if Chicago's really that lawless.
No, I mean, Chicago's got, now they've got just a lot of gun violence on the south side of Chicago. But, yeah, it's I don't think there's really, yeah, I mean, you could look at some of the inner cities. They've got those kind of issues, and it's hard to control, and there's a lot of, but I don't know if it's to the same level is what's going on in Mexico.
Because I also heard stories about, I don't know if it's media driven, but parts of out like near LA, it can get really rough and weird.
It's just inner city stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, almost every city has got kind of its area that, you know, if you've been there, at least when I was in New York, I remember they were telling me there's some parts of the Bronx. They said, don't go to this part that's, you know, not that great. In Los Angeles, when I was there, they would say, hey, watch Crenshaw Boulevard, some areas around South Central, around USC campus.
But even in West Palm, there's parts where people say don't go here because it, you know, there's
Division Avenue, and yeah, you know, West Palm Beach, Riviera Beach has got some areas. Yeah, I mean, every town, you know, they've kind of got that. But I mean, as far as like you're just walking down the street and you're nobody, a lot of the inner city violence is usually targeted for somebody. Somebody's getting back at somebody. But it seems like in Mexico, you've just got kind of that random, they're just shooting you up for no reason.
Because there's that one that I forget, I think it's California where I was telling you about, it's that county where all those murders are happening and people, it's really lawless. At least that's what the documentary made it seem like, because a lot of people go out there and sell weed.
Oh, I saw the quick little preview on that. Yeah,
you would like that. I think you would like that.
Yeah,
series.
Guys on ATVs, somebody pulled up and they're guys on ATVs, and it's just so far out in the middle of nowhere that they do have their kind of own law.
And they even have a theory that serial killers go out there just to fuck shit up because they know the cops aren't going to do, the town is on the tip of my tongue. I think it starts with a B. We've talked about it before.
Yeah, I looked it up, and I did see the preview on that documentary. I like to watch it. It looks fascinating.
It really is, because you got the pot game out there and not a lot of law, if any law, and the law is probably on the take out there, and it's in the middle of nowhere. People kind of go out. They go out there to kind of farm some weed and do all that stuff, but they try to get out of, just away from society, away from it all.
I've told you about that guy I was talking to. He played in a band like back in the 80s, and he was this is like southern West Virginia. A lot of my family's from that area, and you got really small towns. And there was a guy that ran the local mill. He was the sheriff. He owned the local bar. It was kind of like a roadhouse kind of bar. And he was in there. He just played a gig, and there was a guy that had owed money, and the guy double-crossed somebody, and the guy who ran the town just pulled a gun out, shot the guy in the head, and they just took him and threw him in the creek out back. And he's just like, and
yeah, does that happen?
Yeah, and it was because he was the law. He was the only law for like 100 miles. And, you know, because it was so desolate that, yeah, there are, I think, some pockets like that.
Still.
Where they just, yeah, and everybody in the town would vouch for him. And they'd be like, there's no here. And
they didn't say nothing.
Yeah, they get rid of the
just
evidence.
Like in the movie Roadhouse. I mean, there's a scene like
right.
that. Right. Virginia, you would love Roadhouse. I think you would.
Really?
I don't know.
No. She would hate it.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You'd be such a dick about it.
Is it like a Western?
No. It's about basically a bouncer. Patrick Swayze's a bouncer. It's everything I love to hate.
Mm-hmm. Ariel said, yeah, the scariest place I've driven through was southern Texas, New Mexico area along the border. Yeah, I mean, there are some places where, yeah, law enforcement is not as intense, especially when you're out there and it would be hard for somebody to find you.
Well, some of those houses out in the country, their neighbor is so far away. If something does go down, I get why you have to have so many guns and weapons, because if someone wants to break in and do shit, there ain't no one coming to help you for a while.
That's scary to think about.
Fuck yeah. You'd have to. I don't see how you could not have weapons living out there.
Yeah.
Some places do. No, there's a lot of places you go and they've...
That, you can't depend on the law to come. You got to take care of business.
I'll tell you, in my hometown, that's it. I would say, I've never done a poll and they wouldn't tell you anyways, but I would say probably in my town about 80 to 90% have guns.
Okay.
Probably at least. And if you live out in the country, you definitely have guns. And yeah, you look at it like I'm the defender of my own property.
Well, some of those like ranches and farms,
yeah.
They're really nice houses that have nice shit in there.
Yeah.
I could see someone going, oh, we're going to rob that place. There's nobody around here.
They've had that. They'll pull shotguns out a lot. Like I told you, like if you, when we talked about it, you ever had a gun pulled on? Yeah, one was I'd gone and I'd, you know, gotten a buddy and his mom was in a trailer and she didn't want me taking him. She fired a shotgun over my head. Yeah.
Yeesh.
But that, oddly enough, didn't even freak me out. That was just Logan, you know? You haven't really grown up in Logan if you haven't had somebody fire a shotgun in your vicinity at least once.
I mean, if that happened to me, I'd be, oh my gosh, he shot a gun at me.
And then he slips in the poo that just came out of him.
Yes. That's kind of a standard thing around there.
That's funny.
Yeah, we just fire shotguns at each other to send a little message. Something on that tip Jason Ballard said. So this weekend on Freeform, they were running the Hunger Games movies, all four of them. You know, it's the kids, they try to survive. We had a couple of close friends. We were getting an argument about who would last the longest. Just kind of curious, on the KVJ show, who would survive the best on Hunger Games? Virginia's would be pretty good, I think, in that. Weapons, surviving on the land, that kind of stuff. You would, I think, have some pretty good skills. I think Denny's would have some natural abilities.
Me and Denny's would join forces.
Okay.
And we would pledge to not kill each other till the very end.
Dead man walking.
No. Us together. The heart and the brain. We got this thing.
Suits. There's no teams.
Suits
there
is.
You can. Yeah. You can't. I mean, there's. Yes, from a certain point of view, there's not teams, but you do get in little factions with people because you want to gang up and eliminate all the people you don't like. I've quit talking over there, Sinicky, because you're going to find yourself eliminated.
Suits is the guy that dies at the start line.
Aww.
I hate to say it, but yeah, he's gone pretty quick. He's first out.
Suits is a. He might surprise you. He might not go out so quick. Maybe 5 minutes in.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd take that bet.
What would be smart for it would be for me, Suits, and Denny's to join a little faction together.
I don't think Denny's wants the dead weight.
Whatever. The heart and the brain.
He's spry.
So am I. I'm in my prime. I can beat Denny's in a foot race. Bring it on, Denny's. I know. Oh, Denny's would be so mad if Kevin made a sprint tomorrow for a bit.
Denny's, I like it.
Denny's would be like, oh, man, I got a fucking race. Run. Denny, we should totally do it. If he had a full-on sprint, he would be bummed out.
Denny's running.
Yeah, after we've all been locked up for 7 weeks eating snacks, it's not a good time for a foot race.
Oh, someone's pulling a hammy. That's someone's me.
All right, and also, too, wishing love out there to Nancy Gelfo, a prayer for her mom. She was admitted for blockage and for hernia, all that kind of stuff. But,
oh, no.
You know, as you get a little bit older, any kind of, like, little procedure you do is tough. So, sending out and recognizing that. She had lost her brother 2 years ago, and it's been tough on her mom ever since. So, we wish her the best, and hopefully things turn out well.
Yes.
Thinking of you, Nancy, and your
indeed.
Mom.
Indeed.
All right, y'all, send in those emails, mail@kbjshow.com. Thanks for being here. We're back again tomorrow. Goodbye.